Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Labor Day weekend to you. Hopefully you're making the most of it and going diving. I'm not. I'm planning to go diving, though, in 2 weeks. I'm going to go the week after Labor Day. And I think the plan is to go grab some lobsters. What do you say, CJ?
Hell yes.
Oh, hell yeah. You ready for it?
Yeah, man. Let's
okay.
do it.
Where
are we going?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to check and see what availability is at the Gomez Hilton. We have Catmall DeMartini connected via the web, part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. And I see in the background they're actually doing Discover Scuba courses at the Gomez Hilton pool today. Is that right, Walt? What's going on?
Negative. It's a certification.
Oh, it's a full course. Who
full
is?
Full on.
Is that the Aqua Gypsy? Is that someone else? Who is that?
No, that's Jerry the Diver Guy. He's made
what?
A guest appearance down here.
I was going to say, where's Jerry? I didn't see Jerry on on our our Zoom meeting thing.
He's in the pool.
Greg, why else would Walt fill the pool with beer?
Good point. Good point. So Jerry the Diver Guy is literally teaching a scuba class during Scuba Radio today. Is that what's
exactly.
going on, Walt?
With the lovely Jamie.
With the lovely Jamie. Who is Jamie?
Jerry's
the student.
Oh, okay.
A hitchhiker.
Thanks,
so,
Barry.
What do you know about Jamie? Is she being held hostage by
Captain Walt's get naked rum punch?
Okay, I knew the answer before I asked, and
like a good lawyer,
and I asked it anyway. How dare I? Anyway, okay. Well, we'll check in with Jerry on his surface interval, but he's teaching someone named Jamie.
Jamie,
yes.
So Jerry forgot that the show starts at 3 Eastern.
Yeah, he might be on. He might be on. The mountains of Virginia time? What time is it there in the
same time.
Oh, okay.
Same time zone.
All right. Well, he's a little bit behind, but that's okay. He's Jerry the Diver Guy. He is. That's just kind of how he rolls. We do have Bubble Boy and Barry the Bugger connected via the web today. And Hemi. We got a bunch of folks, actually.
Hemi.
Trevor's going to join us. Dr. Doug Ebersole. I see also Vinny Two Tanks. You know, we got a full crew. And if that weren't enough, we actually have, we've been getting phone calls, and it's time to catch up on one of those right now.
Hey, Greg, it's Bob in Santa Barbara. Hey, did you go out diving for lobsters and saw something on Facebook, and I thought, wow, guys are all out diving and not worried about the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
talking about catching something.
What? Whoa, okay.
Anyway, you're diving.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be down that way fairly soon.
That'd be awesome.
I love you and the family.
Right.
You look great. And look forward to seeing you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
There, that was Bob Evans from Force Fins.
Good one, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob with the jokes.
He's got a load of them. I think load is the proper way to describe them. But,
is it? Okay.
But he's in Santa Barbara, but he heard us talking about lobster diving. And a couple weeks ago, and he evidently wants to get in on that action. Can you blame him?
Not at all.
Not at all.
That was a little over a month ago now.
I know. It's been way too long, but I had some minor skin cancer. I had to get cut off and healed back up. And he says I look good. So he saw me probably on Facebook, maybe on our Facebook Live video.
His phone screen might be a little dirty.
It's the filter.
It's the filter, for sure.
Oh, you're using filters now.
Of course, duh. Yeah.
Touch-ups.
Do whatever you can. Yeah. I look 10 years older online. In person, I look 20 years older than I am in person.
I'm confused. But
yeah, okay. All right. Well, look, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, like I said, is connected.
Oh, look, there's Vinny.
There's Vinny Two Tanks is with us now. Hey, guy. There's how you Trevor. Doing there, Vinny, out there on the left coast with his product placement properly Vincent. Positioned and his background. And then and we got Dr. Doug Ebersol. He is the center square of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today.
He is the Paul Lynn.
How about that? I bet
Paul Lynn.
I don't know. That is a compliment, Dr. Doug.
It
Please
is.
Take it that way, okay? He's like, he's speechless.
He's
Can
the
you blame
funniest
him?
One.
Right. Okay. Well, and so that's only appropriate. And then Trevor is with us from Moray Dive Lights.
Yeah.
MorayDiveLights.com. Now, Trevor, how are things up there in the Great White North? He's in Canada, by the way.
They're great, Greg. How are you? Hi, guys.
I'm good. You know, we got a lot of people that are very happy with their buy one, get one Moray Dive Light special that we ran up until the end of last month. If you're hearing about this now, you're going, "Dow!" You know, like, what did I
get? Over.
That's right. That deal is done. As I told you, if you didn't get your buy one, get one coupon code.
So is this at the point where you tell everybody to suck at losers?
Yeah, pretty much. We could. But I don't know. Trevor is too nice of a guy.
And well, we're Canadian. We're supposed to be nice.
Well,
so.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, look, you know, maybe I could come on the... on your show this week. We don't really, you don't celebrate Labor Day up there in Canada, right?
But Labor Day is on Monday, yes. So
oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, okay. He wanted to come on and just say, hey, you know, it's a holiday. I am in a giving mood. And you wanted to do a different kind of special, maybe not as elaborate as the buy one, get one free deal that we did the last month or so. But what do you got for us this week there, Trevor, with MorayDiveLights.com?
Well, Greg, we were talking off air and we're like, you know, a lot of people were, I don't want two dive lights. I want a deal on one. So we made a new deal and let's do Scuba Radio is the coupon code.
Okay.
Till the end of the month.
Right.
And we're going to go 40% off.
Oh.
And I'll also include one of the tank marker lights right here.
Sweet. Cool. Okay.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah. Barry has one of those. He's holding it up on his Facebook Live.
Actually,
too.
I had a question. There's a green and a clear one.
Yep.
Which one's supposed to be for the water? Because I thought the green would disappear.
You can use any color you want.
Oh, okay.
We make like five or six different colors of lenses, but the green ones show up a little bit better underwater than
the they do.
Yeah. It's right. Red that disappears underwater, Barry.
Well, red's the first color to disappear.
Yeah. Think
Barry's, Barry's confused. I sent him too much stuff to use.
Right.
And,
he's what is that? I mean, I know he has one of the Moray Dive Light tank lights that you were given away with.
I also sent Barry a Trek torch kit.
What is that?
That's a Trek flashlight made by Tektite Industries.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago with the manufacturer, I developed a little kit to put together for the outdoor enthusiasts. And it was with a very well-known survival person. And anyways, that deal fell through. So we're going to sell it ourselves now.
Okay.
It's got 200 hours of burn time with two LED lights.
Sweet.
It's waterproof to 500 feet. So it's great for boating. And especially during hurricane season, I know you guys down there experience some hurricanes. Guess what? There's no power.
No.
So you have a couple of weeks of no power. This is a great little flashlight to keep around the house, in your car. Or
put it in your go bag.
Put it in your go bag?
Yeah.
What is your go bag?
Yeah, you have a go bag. That's when you have to just go.
Like go to the bathroom?
Barry was embarrassed to actually ask on the air, but I'll help you out, Barry. Yep. Those are not suppositories.
Oh boy.
Really?
Yes, CJ, they are not.
They're like a spare air, but from the other direction.
They did have sharp edges, so I figured they didn't go.
His BC pocket was full, so he figured.
Barry's new nickname is going to be Pink Sock.
Oh, thanks. Boy. That's wrong.
No. This is perfect for a go bag because it has a little knife. You hook it up there. It has a
I think you got to come up with something better than go bag. It just sounds wrong.
You've never heard of that, huh?
Or a bug out bag, they call it.
A bug out bag.
That's better.
Yeah.
Go bag. I mean,
how about haul ass bag?
Exactly.
Okay. That. Well, there's
dime
that.
Dime bag.
All right.
So, anyways,
wrong one.
Greg,
yes.
40% off. The coupon code is Scuba Radio.
Sweet.
And it's all lowercase and all one word. So hopefully everybody listening today can actually spell scuba and radio. Just put them together.
Right.
And you get 40% off.
James, that is awesome.
James, how do you spell scuba radio for our listeners?
It's South Cuba Radio.
S Cuba Radio.
There we go. All right. There you go. He broke it down for those folks that are, you know,
spelling challenged.
Right. All right. There you go. Coupon code Scuba Radio, moredivelights.com, 40% off. Great deal. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida Dive Retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Hey, y'all, this Jerry the Diver got to tell you about the Moray DCT. It doesn't stand for drinking country tonic. It stands for Diver Communication Torch, a dive light with a noisemaker built right in. Simple and brilliant, just like me. Ooh, is it bright? Plus, you can take it on airplanes because it uses standard C-cell Echoline batteries with 8 hours of burn time. Proudly made in America, the Moray Dive Light DCT. Get yours at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in the right place. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Trevor from Moray Dive Lights, Vinny Two Tanks. We got Camel DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton, Barry the Bugger, Bubba Boy, and Dr. Doug Ebersole as the center square this week, as you can see on Facebook Live as we're simulcasting. As well,
you people are fantastic.
Well, thank you, and we try to do what we do. Now, I do have an official announcement to make today. CJ, you ready for this? Perfect. All right. So we've been talking about the fact that the DEMA show is coming up in the middle of November and has been canceled. It was supposed to be in New Orleans, and they have said that they're going to do an online version of DEMA, and it is now official. I am going to be one of the main MCs of the online version of the DEMA show this year. How about that? Me.
That's great.
Okay.
I think that was cool, Greg. That's awesome.
The enthusiasm was palatable.
I'm underwhelmed.
Okay. Don't let it start. Yeah. Well.
So that they couldn't get anybody.
No, they couldn't find anyone else that would do it. So
I'm kidding. You'll be great.
Okay, if you say so.
You do this.
Well,
every
you've never
week.
Done this radio stuff before.
Well, no, it's not. It's an online seminar thing that actually starts in the middle of September. I think the first one will be like September 16th. It'll be Wednesday, every Wednesday, leading up to the November 4-day event.
So that means you won't be diving the 16th of this.
Yeah,
month.
I'm gonna. It is gonna put a damper on my schedule as far as getting out. Diving. I'm gonna have to break things up a little bit because it's smack dab in the middle of, well, it's on hump day every week.
Hump day like humpback whales. That's how you remember it.
No. Hump day like,
I don't know what I mean?
Gross.
I don't follow.
Yeah. Like
does
camels.
Anyone know what he's talking about?
The camels. Yeah. That's the sound a camel makes. Help me out there, Walt.
Camel cigarettes?
Yeah, what does a camel sound like, Walt? He's... Sounds just like a lobster.
I think that's right.
A lobster, a dolphin, and a camel. Now we
what
see.
What does the horse sound like?
Okay. You know, he's like that old little kid thing that you turn the arrow and then,
The
but
ass
a broken
says,
one that only knows one sound.
Right. True. So anyway, that is official. I am going to be hosting the DEMA online show. So
Do you have to get a tux for that?
Probably. I might have to wear clothes.
You should
actually
tux,
no
t-shirt.
I don't.
You
I'm
should
not.
Go formal.
No pants. No
talking
pants.
About suppository, Greg.
Yeah. I better not say too much or they'll fire me before we even get started.
Don't stand up whatever you do.
Right.
Do
there
not
you go.
Stand up.
There's that little rule that we'll try to maintain. But no, it'll be fun. They're going to be like little four-hour, every Wednesday for about an hour. They're going to have a different seminar every week. So if you're in the industry, in the diving industry, the seminars are going to be, with different speakers about how to make your business better, or maybe how to, deal with the current situation with COVID or something. I mean, I don't know what all the seminars are yet, but I know they're doing their best to kind of line up some, good information.
What's your day today?
What is
Saturday?
It's Labor Day
Saturday
weekend.
The 5th.
Yeah, why? What are you doing? You making a
I'm just trying to figure
calendar?
Out when you're going to start preparing to know all this stuff.
Next Saturday. I'll
you know how these showbiz things go.
Right.
The last second.
Yeah, duh.
Be ready to dance, monkey.
We're going to put in.
You're going to have time to fill if there's technical difficulties.
Look, I'm going to put in is at least
dance,
as
monkey!
Much time as I put in for show prep for Scuba Radio
which is
every
0
week.
0 minutes.
What?
0.
All right, turn off your vacuum.
Who's vacuuming?
What the hell?
What in the hell?
What was that? See, we're putting them to sleep, and they decided, might as well go ahead and vacuum
get
the carpet.
Get some chores done.
Yeah.
Who was
golly.
That?
Who could it possibly be? Jerry's not here. Otherwise, I'd blame him.
Yeah.
He's in the pool, so he has an excuse. I'm wondering if he's in the pool at the Gomez Hilton this weekend because he's a little annoyed. Because as we mentioned, Barry the Bugger has his Moray dive light. And we talked about this when you got it on the air, didn't we? That your light actually has your name on it, Barry?
Oh, it has my name on it. So yeah. When I lose it, someone Barry. Can find it. But they have to have my name.
It's Barry. Barry's light. His Moray.
Greg, I was just... I've been on the show a couple times, and everybody gives Barry the gears pretty hard. So I thought, it might be nice to send Barry something nice. So
Right.
He did something very nice.
He did.
Oh, he's playing right into your hands.
Right.
That's like okay. He's going to get first dibs on the boat. Towed behind the boat.
That's, brown nosing is how you get
the boot.
Get ahead. Only in Germany it is. But the thing is, he has a Moray dive light with his name on it. Barry does. He's the only Scuba Radio scuba a scuba squad member that has this. Not even Jerry the Diver Guy.
I don't even have one.
And what do I have on my head?
A toque.
What is that? Yeah, is that a growth?
That's a moray hat.
That's right. You better have that looked at. I just had some of that cut off.
With your 50 inch screen, you still can't see me?
Yeah, what is it? That's your moray dive light toque. Got it.
Toque, yeah.
Right. And you're wearing your watch cap under it?
No, not today.
So you're the only one with
95 degrees today.
Right. Okay. So only one. He looks
like he's dead, but a watch cap on his head. That's a moray.
Okay.
All right. CJ, I want.
CJ's doing their new jingle.
Got into a commercial now.
Right. All right. Brilliant. Well, the thing is, though, I think Jerry's kind of annoyed because Jerry's did their commercial. Yeah. Hey, Jerry, the dive guy from Moray Dive Light. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a Moray Dive Light with his name on it.
But he's got a light.
No.
He hears nothing today.
He's got
more than one light.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't. He has the scuba radio. I gave him one of the scuba radio ones.
Yeah, but he has the other two, too.
He's supposed to send off to...
You are a liar. Barry, don't start.
Oh, okay.
Don't start this. What is wrong with you? Jeez.
His hat's too tight.
He's trying to just cause, you know, friction between the crew. That's not
appropriate. Are you an instigator?
He is.
No.
Are you an agitator?
He's a rabble rouser.
I'm a rabble rouser. I'm watching him teach a student back there.
Yeah. All right. Jerry Beatty. We don't have Jerry the Diver Guy, but Jerry Beatty may join us next. He's on the DEMA board. We'll talk about that and more. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad made up of Trevor from Moray Dive Lights, Vinny Two Tanks, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy at the Gomez Hilton, along with Captain Waldy Martini, and Bubba Boy. But that's not enough. We have to bring in the big guns. And I believe we have Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine on Facebook Audio. Jerry, you with me? Come in, Jerry.
I'm definitely here. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, we got
him. Hey, guys.
Hey, man. So, we just made the announcement that I'm going to be helping out with the virtual DEMA show. And, I know you're on the DEMA board, so I guess thank you for thinking of me as the only person who probably considered doing this. How far down the list was I? That's what the crew is trying to figure out right now. What do you think?
You know, when you're on the DEMA board, before they let you even in the room, you sign all these non-disclosure contracts.
Ah, okay.
And Greg, I think it's in there somewhere. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Understood. Well, way to cover. I appreciate that.
Hasselhoff was busy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the COVID thing is taking everybody off the list. And I've had it, been there, done that, and I have the antibodies. So I figured, hey, Greg's alive.
Seacrest said no.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, Greg, I got to give credit where credit's due. When it comes to the DEMA show, the actual in-person DEMA show, the way you open that show every year, I've had people tell me that's the most fun they had at the whole DEMA show. So, you know, your name wasn't that far down the list.
Well, you know, the reason they say that is because we give away so much crap, whether it's trips,
bribery,
shirts. And, you know, we were talking about that last week on Scuba Radio. Like, how are we going to give away, like, T-shirts and things out to the audience virtually? We're going to have to figure out a way to do this.
Random draw and then mail them.
Yeah, but the thing is, it usually, you know, creates like a big ruckus, like almost like a fight for
T-shirts.
It's
like a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, and we have to do some. We can't just like, okay, you're a winner. No, we have to make them fight
you
it
get
out.
A car, and you get a car.
Yeah, okay. There could be that, or we could just have them like jump in a big pool of Jell-O.
I like it.
And the diver that comes out alive gets
virtually?
A free T-shirt. there'll be video. Come on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Sweet zombie Jesus, it's huge!
Oh, oh, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass! It's diving!
It's pulling us under! Everyone into the ship!
Hey divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies too! Cause you all know this is the show, for those who go, we're proud to blow! Now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow! Cause we like a little scuba diving show, we call Scuba Radio! I said this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow! Cause we like a little scuba diving show, we call Scuba Radio! I said this sounds like the place to go, so everybody go with the flow! Cause we're like a little scuba diving show, we call Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we got Jerry Beatty on the line right now, who is with Dive Training Magazine. He's also on the DEMA board and just doing what he can to promote diving around the world. Jerry travels all over the place. Obviously, COVID has shut that travel down a little bit right now, but we're both getting ready for the virtual DEMA show, which officially is going to kick off around the middle of September with some weekly Wednesday seminars leading up to the big event online in November. So we'll cover that a little bit more in depth next week on the show as we get more details and things like that. But Jerry has been talking to everybody in the industry, as he does, as both a DEMA member and a, you know, a representative of Dive Training Magazine. And one of the things that I know you've seen, Jerry, is a just, you know, local diving around the U.S., and I guess this would apply all around the world right now, but especially what we've been witnessing in, say, Florida, where we're based, is just like a boom of local diving. The dive operators are doing pretty good. You're seeing this all around the country, too, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I was just down at the lake about an hour ago seeing boats rolling in and tanks on the boats in a lake that people normally don't even dive in, but the diving around Texas from the Gulf Coast all the way to the Oklahoma border has been phenomenal. Going north, even Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, it's been a huge boom. And I think it's had more focus and more participation than we've seen in 20 years, Greg.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, when we went down for mini season here in Florida a few weeks ago, we had a great time. And I was shocked how many divers we saw out on the water. All the boats, all the dive flags are out there like it was just any other lobster mini season, which means there's a ton of flags, a ton of divers, and a ton of boats. And you got to, you know, keep your wits about you when you're trying to go catch some bugs over that two-day mini season that we have in Florida. However, I don't know what the official numbers were. I don't know if there's any way to track that even. But it was plenty busy, and I was encouraged by that. I was like, well, okay, the divers are not holding back. They're finding a way to get wet and take advantage of what's available to them. If they can't travel, you know, to an island in the Caribbean or Pacific, they're still getting out there and finding ways to, you know, maintain their love of diving. And you've seen this in Texas, like you said, in the lakes and the quarries. I know last week Jerry was talking about diving a quarry, or query, I should say.
That's a question.
Yeah. Well, but this week he's actually diving the pool at the Gomez Hilton in Fort Lauderdale. So we'll get an update on what's going on there. But people are diving. That's the thing. They're finding a way to get out there and still dive, even if their choices have been limited because of the COVID situation. So what, I mean, do you have any favorite local spots around the country that you can get to? I mean, you're based in Texas, but Jerry, I mean, do you hear about that at Dive Training from a bunch of people all the time? And we get it here sometimes at Scuba Radio too, but do you have some like hot spots that are great, like U.S. local dive sites and things that we could share with everybody today? Or what do you think?
You know, I've got so many, especially in northern Arkansas, southern Missouri, even west, Eastern Oklahoma, believe it or not, has got multiple dive locations. It's all over. I was talking to a store in Little Rock, Arkansas. They run three dive boats. They have not had an empty seat on a boat all summer.
Wow.
It's been phenomenal. They've been filling the boats every weekend. So it's great. And people are looking for what may be near them or what opportunities there are. DiveTrainingMagazine.com has got a Dive USA map. You punch any region of the country and all the local diving sites come up. It's got information about where you get in the water, how deep it is, you name it. You can plan a dive trip right off that map. And it's DiveTrainingMagazine.com.
Love it. Now, if you go to Oklahoma, do you have to, right before you do your giant stride into the water, go, Oklahoma, for the place we go to dive?
Well, you've got to decide if you're in the movie or the play first.
Yeah, true. And if you can hold a tune. You're not tone deaf like what I just presented. But regardless, there's a lot of cool places. And I think maybe a lot of divers are rediscovering their local watering holes, you know? I mean, especially if you are a well-traveled diver like myself, sometimes we have a tendency to kind of overlook what we have, you know, within driving distance.
Where's your passport?
Well, it's kind of on lockdown right now, unfortunately. So, I've been, focusing more on going down to, South Florida for lobster. For the Keys, maybe even looking into doing some stone crab hunting. But I think we're almost out of the season for that. Casey, who's not with us today. Casey, the tobacco nut.
He's alive.
As far as we know. He better be, because he's supposed to be getting a new boat that we're supposed to dive off of for scallops and do some scallops. So I've been kind of reverting back to doing some old time, things that I used to do back in the day and kind of bringing back that because,
Brass helmet.
Brass helmet. What do you mean?
Brass diving helmet.
No. I mean old school type diving activities.
Oh.
Like scalloping. I've never done the stone crab thing, but I figured, hey, this would be a good time to get back into that and fill my belly at the same time, hopefully.
Are you hungry?
Well, yeah. Who isn't? I mean, come on. Aren't you?
No.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, maybe it's just me, but there's plenty of cool things to see. And your local vicinity, and don't let the COVID thing necessarily keep you out of the water. That's the bottom line. And from what I'm seeing across the country, and especially in Florida, is that the divers are indeed taking advantage of that and getting out there and doing it. And the operators need it. Let's be real, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Yep.
Best thing you could do right now is get down and support your local dive center, whether it's the local dive store or, some of those quarries or lakes or even if you're in Florida, go visit your, favorite dive operation in the Keys, like Captain Slade or something like that. I mean, they're doing pretty good right now, but trust me, they need the help because we were shut down even for them. I mean, it's going to be a while before all the operators and everybody gets caught up a little bit, and everyone's just trying to make up for lost time.
Trying to survive.
Yeah, trying to survive, for sure. And that's kind of what you've seen pretty much in California, Texas, and all over the U.S., I assume. Is that right, Jerry?
The dive industry is very resilient. The dive retailers, boy, they're tough. We're not going to come out of this with all of them that we had before COVID, but I'll tell you what, we're going to come out with most of them, and they're out there cranking it and, trying to keep people as wet as they can. And I'm really proud of all of them.
Yes. Well, I am too. And, we think about all our friends, especially in the islands right now, because they really got it tough. They got a smaller pool of people to pull from locally than we do here in the U.S., but at least, if you're stuck in the U.S. or maybe you're in the U.K. and stuff, look at those local lakes and support your local dive center. But we'll see how things shake out in the end, and hopefully we won't lose too many of them. But, I think you're probably being overly optimistic if you think we're going to come out of this unscathed without losing some pretty cool dive operators. So we'll just have to wait and see. But in the meantime, we got the DEMA virtual show coming up. Where are you going next, Jerry? I mean, I know you just did a big camping run just to, you know, take advantage of the downtime and socially distance, I guess. But are you getting back into the dive thing anytime soon? What are you doing?
Well, actually, I'm headed down to Austin, Texas, which is one of the real big local dive areas of the state of Texas, and see what's going on there. I understand there's dive clubs in the water in untold numbers and dive boats running across the lake, and I want to go down and see it. Plus, always a good time to be had in Austin, Texas.
Ah, okay. Well, that, yeah. We'll go out down there, check out the clubs, and report back for me, will ya?
You got it.
Thank you so much. All right, there you go. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, also on the DEMA Board of Directors, and just an all-around swell guy. Often confused with Jean-Michel Cousteau. I got to get that in since Jerry the Diver.
Except Jerry's a Texan.
True. That's what sets him apart. That's it. That's the only thing.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah. Joe!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving. God, is he really going to do that?
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good.
Win?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the dive master, doing the hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Yes, exactly. That's what I said. And CJ, as you can hear, is with me in the studio. You can see us on Facebook Live, too. We apologize in advance if you haven't already taken a gander. There's also the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Bubble Boy's in there, Barry the Bugger, Captain Waldy here. Martini, Vinny Two Tanks, even Dr. Doug Ebersol is with us today. So
you know, in for our friends in Mexico,
yeah,
Vinny is Vinny Dos Tanks.
Huh.
Oh.
Dos Tankos.
Yes, just trying to be international.
Okay. Yeah, we want to, you know, welcome in all people. You know because
during the break,
yes,
Walt came walking by with a gallon of his special juice.
That's how it comes.
Yep.
That's just good. Being efficient, I think, is what that is.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a full gallon left of it anymore, though.
It magically evaporates there at the Gomez.
It's very hot.
Yeah. Very hot. True.
There it is.
Down a quarter.
Whoa. Hey, that's some welcome rum punch right there.
Nice jugs.
Right. And
get your mind out of the gutter, Greg.
Well,
stop it.
We're talking about the video feed at the Gomez Hilton. You can never be too careful.
I wasn't talking about Jerry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's still underwater with his student, Jamie, teaching her how to dive. Yes, Barry?
Greg, did you see the news story? There was a woman in the beach, in the water, and a manatee went by her, and she freaked out. There's a video of it, her like saying this thing and running off crazy.
You didn't
see that in the news? Yeah.
I did. She freaked out because she saw a Florida manatee in the water.
Maybe she didn't know it was a manatee. Maybe she thought it was a shark, but
yeah,
they showed this on video and she just saw it. Her eye, you know, she just jumped up and started running off.
Sure, there wasn't net doc?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, don't you start.
I knew he had a thing with manatees.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just looking at Walt's pool and you see that, you know, he's practiced, the student and Jerry are down there in the water.
What are you saying? That Jerry looks like a manatee in the water?
Well, you know, if you look at the pool right now,
yeah,
you just see these two brown blobs down there.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Jamie appreciates that.
Baby Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you could cut that out of the recorded version.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Is that what you mean? Yeah. All right. Well, there is that. I did not see the video of the manatee. I had a situation in the Banana River when I first moved to Florida. When I saw my first manatee, I actually thought it was a shark. And that was before I got certified to scuba dive and the whole thing. And I was doing the windsurfing thing. I bet you didn't know that about me, that I was a accomplished windsurfer.
I don't care.
Accomplished, is a subjective term.
Go on.
I got up on a windsurfer.
You're trying to fly?
No, a windsurfer.
That's before flying. You windsurf, and then you want to learn how to fly.
What is wrong with him?
Go
back to sleep,
can't
Barry.
Even begin okay. to guess.
All right, so yeah. The thing is that, I went out on the Banana River, which is like the east coast of Florida, here from Orlando. And, when you're first learning how to windsurf, you spend a lot of time in the water next to your board because you're falling off of it constantly. And I was doing this and we were in the ocean and I wasn't in tune with the ocean as I am now. And as far as knowing what's swimming around down there, you know, and there's nothing to be afraid of. But then I was your typical landlubber who's, fear of the unknown. Scared of everything that's floating around in the water.
There could be a Jerry the Diver guy down there.
Oh, God, don't get me started. So, you know, I fall off this thing, and all of a sudden, about 10 feet away from me, I see this massive gray hump come up out of the water. And I'm like, oh, my God! It's coming for me.
And he released his yellow ink.
And I jumped up on that board so fast and swam back to shore. I was scared to death.
And it was a manatee.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't realize it till a couple of years later when I got scuba certified. They said that wasn't a shark. That wasn't a whale or anything like that. I said it was massive. And I just saw this giant hump. And
the
it was
mighty
coming.
Greg the Dive Master was afraid of a manatee.
Even me, before I knew better and became a diver and got educated.
What a baby.
No, That's how most people are. It's like that lady.
No, most people are not. Are probably afraid of manatees.
Probably relieved herself when underwater. When she saw the manatee, if she didn't know what it was, it could be scary. I mean, we had no visibility, so I just saw the hump.
So she went
yeah, exactly. And I went and swam back to shore, or paddled back to shore on my.
Tuck that deep down and never bring it up again.
The moral of the story is get certified as a scuba diver and get informed so you're not afraid of the friggin' manatees swimming around there. Because they're like sea cows. They're friendly. They're cool. They're nice.
Milk me.
Yeah. No, they don't do that. Don't do that. They'll fine you like $10,000 or something. All right, look, hour two on deck. Diver of the week coming up. And then some on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.